One of the enduring symbols of the COVID-19 crisis is the homemade mask. Around the country, people have been sewing cloth masks for healthcare workers, community members, and themselves. Steph Whiteside of Side Effects Public Media looks at how that sewing fits into a bigger history.
Karina Neal is a photographer in the southern Illinois city of Carterville. Her business has been closed during the coronavirus pandemic, but she's kept busy with her brother's sewing machine.
I started making masks for my husband, who is a healthcare worker, and then for my elderly neighbors and more friends.
As the coronavirus intensified, more requests came in, and Neal got busier and busier.
Until the doctor from SIH asked me if I can help them make masks out from OR drapes. And at that point, I said, like, wow, I'm going to need help for this.
Now Neal leads a sewing group of 11 women. They've made hundreds of masks for the community. The volunteer work they're doing is part of a long history of women taking up needles and thread as an act of service. Laura Kidd is a professor with the Fashion Design and Merchandising Program at Southern Illinois University.
During the Revolutionary War, it became an act of patriotism for women to spin their own yarns and produce their own clothing, the cloth and then the clothing.
At the time, most women knew how to knit and sew. During wartime, there were other large-scale campaigns. Women knit socks and bandages for soldiers. The 1918 flu epidemic prompted the Red Cross to encourage women to sew masks, something Kidd says is very similar to what's happening today.
Because there are many people that were against wearing masks, but many people thought that wearing masks was good. So there was still that kind of fight, is it a good thing or a bad thing to wear?
Over time, though, these sewing and knitting campaigns became less common. Wartime supplies came from industry, not individuals. Handcrafts also lost popularity, says Kidd.
Of course, when World War II ended, all of these handcrafts sort of fell by the way. It kind of was relegated, and it wasn't really considered patriotic to knit anymore.
Knitting and sewing have seen a surge of renewed interest in recent years. Neal learned to sew when her daughter was younger and wanted a pink coat. Neal couldn't find one in stores, so she designed one herself. Then, years later, the coronavirus pandemic hit.
To be honest, I have never made masks before, but since I knew the basics of sewing, I said, like, I don't think it's going to be difficult. And it's not, you know.
Some masks from Neal's sewing group are made from regular cotton fabric. They're donated to anyone in need, elderly neighbors, police officers, essential workers. The patterns range widely from flowers to flags to paw prints. They use materials that are donated, dropped off on front porches, or picked up from local sewing stores. Chuck Clark owns Calico Country Sew and Vac in Southern Illinois. He started offering free fabric packs, leaving them outside the closed store.
So it's totally on the honor system. There's a box on the front porch. And there's a sign on the box that says that there's bags for making masks for healthcare workers.
Other fabrics have come from local sewers, along with the elastic and wire needed to make more closely fitted masks. Neal's group also makes another type of mask for healthcare workers. Those use surgical drape from Southern Illinois Healthcare and go to the staff there.
They also are scared of being infected. They also have families to go back to, and maybe just little masks, like, kind of going to brighten up their day because somebody's thinking about them. Somebody's caring about them.
Steph Whiteside for Side Effects Public Media.